This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, what a beautiful song right there. It is Calvary Encounter. Very good morning to you and welcome to the open book. It's Shalom. You're standing in for Louise of Allah. It's EclipseCentral.com. And that beautiful song starting off our morning is none other than Xolani Sithole. And the song is called Calvary, taken from his latest album, Calvary Encounter. This particular legend or vessel is no foreigner to gospel music. And it is such a pleasure to have him with us on the telephone because he's on Twitter in London, doing things in an extraordinary way. A very good morning to you, Mr. Xolani Sithole.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
A very good morning to you. It's awesome hearing this very beautiful song, Calvary Encounter, this album. And so many people may be thinking, okay, we perhaps know this guy from Joyous Celebration back in time and the beautiful songs you used to sing. But here you are with your particular ministry, Calvary Encounter. Can you just share with us your journey, first of all, as a musician, but not just any musician, in gospel music, and how your love and your passion for music has become your personal ministry?
Man, Xolani Sithole is a man of God, a minister in song from KZN. Well, I landed in Johannesburg seeking for opportunities. Coming to Johannesburg, I came to join the celebration, which is our serving there for at least 4 years, and I did some couple of selections there, just 11 and just 13. From home, I started music, jazz. I was making with jazz voice in Nepal Tech. But gospel music has always been in my heart, because before I went to study jazz, I was singing gospel music in my church, in my life church in Malawi, under Bishop L.A. Gutierrez. So, yeah, gospel music, man, it's life, it's my breath. For me, I'm home. When I'm in when I'm on stage singing gospel music, for me, I'm home. You know, it's like, you know, I feel comfortable. You know, it's my comfort zone, if I may say that way. But not necessarily mean that when I go to stage, I don't feel those, you know, that tension and that I'm going on stage now, because always that's a sign of respect. You know. When you're standing in front of people, you respecting them, you learn to take them serious as well. Yes.
You recorded your album, Calvary Encounter, and you know, it just the name itself, the title itself, Calvary Encounter. Can you just share with us why Calvary Encounter? How does that resonate with what you're doing now and your journey within gospel music? And like you said, it's become home for you, and currently you are on tour in London. Can you just share with us about this tour and why Calvary Encounter?
Okay, well, let me start here. Calvary Encounter, it was 2014. It was birthed in my heart. I was sitting in my sitting room with my wife, and then I was like, yes, you know. But we were just in the context, I was watching, I was on Facebook, let me say that, seeing all these events on Facebook, church, and all that. Some people are talking about Holy Spirit. They're talking about all different kinds of things when they organize the church services. In my heart, I was like, you know what? I think as a church, we have just not know, but we've shifted our eyes a little bit from the happening of Calvary. Hence, we see people, when people are not getting saved, people are even taking, you know, for granted this thing of our Christianity. And then I was like, you know what, I just want to do a show and talk about Calvary, and then just to, it's a revival for me and for people listening to the song right now, Calvary, which I featured there was a that we should remember what happened, what really happened, what does it mean, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Which is when, before he died, he instructed his disciples that they should go all over the world and make disciples and propagate the good news to the to the humankind. So that's how it came about. So it's just about the awareness to people that, man, we should focus so that we get to heaven, so that we get to see this man who sacrificed his life. So then we, last year, we decided to do the show at Rose Bantinian Church. It was awesome. It was epic. It was good. I had featured Dogo and Ndongo, but I was the producer of the show. Ndongo was a friend, is a producer, he's everything. So coming from far, from school, we were studying together as well. Calvary came about that. And me being here in London, I'm in the church called SCFCI,
okay,
which is based in Richards Bay, under Apostle Collins Lamo and the prophetess Nomosa Lamo. So they asked me to come this side because they have a branch in London.
Okay.
So we have a conference from today until Saturday. So they wanted me to come and minister this side.
That's amazing.
There's another show that is happening here, which is I might not go on the 13th, on Wednesday next week. Maybe I might join them. So, but we're still setting some other things, you know, so that I'm part of it.
Well, Lani, this sounds absolutely amazing. And can you just share with us, you know, you've had this transition from singing in a group like Joyous Celebration to now really just releasing your own solo album. What is it that you can say to other musicians out there, or really just ministers of music who want to just branch out of that comfort zone and get out into a space where it's really just about who you are as a vessel and what you're doing in delivering the word of God through music?
Music, let me just say this. Music is an extension of speech. After you've spoken in words, saying this and that, explaining the word of God or clarifying what the scriptures are saying, the only extension you can do is singing. So to the musician out there, I would say they must just go wild and just do the word of God and just sing and minister in song. Because music is a universal language. People hear better than when somebody is speaking, standing in front of them. Singing is it goes with emotion. It heals. It does a lot of things emotionally in a human being. So to the musician out there, I'm saying let us propagate good news violently. Because the words, that's what it needs. It needs our contribution as musicians.
Amen.
We must take Jesus out there. We must be vigorous in preaching the word of God and heal the land and heal people's mind and heal people, how people they think, how they view this whole thing of being here on this earth. Every musician is God in his own touch. I believe that there's no musician that you can say he's under par. Because we are unique in terms of style, in terms of how we execute the music, in terms of how we want people to see us when we stand in front of them. We're unique. It's a matter of contribution of collectively as musicians. And don't be afraid of getting out of comfort zone. Let me just say, being in the Joyous Joy Celebration. It's a good thing. Joy Celebration is a good platform for any musician. In fact, I would say every musician must try and get there, because you get a lot of training. You see, me, the first time I performed in front of 6,000 people, it was joyous. But otherwise, before that, I was performing in front of 500 people, 100 people, you know. But my professional performance and recording was at Super Bowl. I nearly freaked. I nearly fell down the way the hall was full. Just to get those kind of experiences, you can get there. But it shouldn't be the only place that you think you'd stay at.
That's just right.
Just go out and be by yourself. Yeah.
Xolani Sithole, thank you so much for that. And I know that a lot of people out there are looking forward to listening more on the album Calvary Encounter, and all blessings for the rest of your tour in London. And looking forward to having you back home and seeing exactly what else you're going to be doing in expanding the kingdom of God through the ministry of music. So thank you so much, sir, for your time and sharing a bit with us about your album and about your journey.
Thank you so much. And they must catch me in Durban on the 26th of August, Playhouse. The launch of my album.
Thank you so much, sir. Do you enjoy the rest of your day?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for being featured on Open Book. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was Xolani Sithole. You can find his music on iTunes. It's Xolani Sithole on Calvary Encounter is the album. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to The Open Book at Shalom Kandanisa, standing in for Loyiso Bala. Shout out to him. And it's on thecliffcentral.com. So, right now, we're taking a bit of a transition. This morning is all about gospel music and a bit of Christian comedy. It's all in ministry, doing things in an extraordinary way, all for the glory of God, and really just expanding the kingdom and seeing exactly what we can do, because the Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus. So right now, I just want you to take just a short moment and listen to this following clip. And very soon, we're going to be speaking to a legend himself. Listen to this.
Make some noise! Christian comedy, the Knack Knack Star.
Can you imagine, like, a white guy trying to rob you? Like, no offense, my white people, I love you, you know. Cause when a black guy rob, hey. White guy tried to rob you. Sorry, Bray. You're busy.
You heard those laughs there. It's all about 67 minutes of laughter. And in studio with me this morning, it is such an honor to have none other than the king of Christian comedy, the Napster, known as Mr. Napoleon Masinga. A very good morning to you, sir.
Oh, let's get it. Good morning, San Manan.
And as you heard there, he's not alone. He is with a Beach Buddy and with
Mzimbuli.
Mzimbuli. So, guys, it's wow. I'm so overwhelmed. There's so much, like, vibe going on in the studio this morning. So if you guys could just share with us, like, what are you here for? You opened up with some very interesting comments, and we're all about laughing. 67 minutes of laughter. The Napster is known as the king of Christian comedy. This guy has done a lot of things with a lot of people. Not only is he a comedian, he does emceeing as well. He's featured in some music videos, and he is really just expanding his territory. Not just doing it for himself as well, but doing it with other people and doing it for the community. We're here talking about the 67 minutes of laughter. Who ever thought of such a thing? Can you just share with us, Napster, what is the 67 minutes of laughter all about?
First of all, talking about who ever thought, I just wanted to say shalom. Who would have thought that you would come to Joburg and relocate? Because here's the thing, right? You guys don't know this, but Shalom was emceeing my show when I was on my tour. And she was trying to sell me East London. Like, she was trying to convince me to relocate to East London. Now she's here in Joburg. And she's slaying. Anyways, I just wanted to put that out there. Good to see you. You're doing a great job.
It's good to see you.
Big up to you. Thank you so much for having us here this morning. And shout out to Lois Obala.
Yes.
In absentia. My name is Napster. I'm here with some talented young men, Beachbody and Mzimbuli. We're from an organization called Napster Entertainment, a values-based company. And we are comedians by night. We are creatives by day. And the kind of comedy that we do is clean. It promotes good values based on Bible principles. And it's all about spreading a positive message using the platform of comedy. Mm. So we work a lot with churches. But every now and then, we get the opportunity to work with the comedy industry.
Right.
And this is what really excites me. And every year we put together a show called 67 Minutes of Laughter. It's a Mandela Day initiative. And basically the industry comedians come together and we raise money for the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. It's so cool because we all get to share 67 minutes on stage.
Okay.
And many people always ask what they should be doing for Mandela Day. But by attending this show, you would have done your 67 minutes.
Okay.
And you'll get a laugh.
Okay, so it's 34 comedians, yeah, five boy. Shows, one venue, one vision. And I have three of the 34 comedians with me in studio. And just before we speak to Mzi and Beachbody, a lot of people out there at Napster are like, Christian comedy. Why Christian comedy? What is the significance behind it, you know? And like you said, something that you mentioned is that this particular comedy is clean. And one would think, how do I laugh if it's clean type of thing? Why Christian comedy? The content of your work and what you're sharing as well, why that? And how do you think it's been infiltrating and putting the message out there to so many other people?
Somebody once said, if you have the ability to make people laugh, you have their attention. And when you have their attention, you can tell them anything.
I learned something today.
Boom. Boom. That's the thing about comedy. It's so cool because it actually lets your guard down. Mm. It's actually one of the best ways to communicate something, because when you use humor, people are more likely to listen to you, you know. So I just thought that, well, I didn't think it on my own. I was chilling with God and he did inspire these thoughts. But it really was like, comedy is dope in South Africa. People are doing amazing things. But imagine if we could use comedy not just to make people laugh, but to actually inspire people to be better.
Right.
To motivate people, you know. So you're going to leave a comedy show, you'll be laughing, like, de-stressed. But imagine if you left a comedy show and you were edified, you know. Here's the thing, like, I left a show once and it was not even a church, nothing. And this girl came to me and she was like, yo, man, can I just talk to you on the side? And I was like, oh, here goes, BP, trying to get numbers. Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, too. And she was like, no, I just wanted to tell you that I actually came here with a burden on me. I can't really explain it. She says, it was like there was a heavy thing on my heart, literally a heavy thing. And she says, while you were performing, like, literally, this thing just, like, fell. And as she was telling me this, tears were coming out of her eyes. And she says, I don't know who you are. I don't know what it is. But I just wanted to tell you that I came here heavy and I'm leaving here, like, with a burden lifted off my shoulders. And there's just something in me that I can't explain. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. She said, It's like you don't know. It's like you were preaching, but you were making jokes.
Oh, come on. Ministry. It's, you know, ministry. Beachbody. Yes. When I heard his name, I'm like, Beachbody. And then I looked at him, I'm like, Beachbody. Really? No, I'm kidding.
Okay. But Beachbody. Okay. So we're all cracking jokes now.
Ooh. He used to have a Beachbody
comedian on the lineup. 35 on the lineup.
I'm trying. I'm hoping this thing is going to run.
You're
going to
perform
me
by yourself on Tuesday.
But Beachbody, why Beachbody? Like, who is Beachbody?
I think to observe protocol before I answer questions, can I please greet the people?
Yes, please do.
I don't discriminate. So I'm going to go across the board. I don't know how many languages this are, but Sanbonani, hello. Guten Morgen, ni hao, Abshelly.
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 Ah, it's China.
Okay, so mina, give me heaven.
Clearly.
That's all the languages I know right now. But back to the question. You said, why the name Beachbody?
Yes.
Right. So, quick things. It was tough growing up white, ne?
Okay.
Yeah, I know you're looking you're looking at me. It's a birthmark, to be honest with you. I'm the dog. No, it is. It's a birthmark, and that's like, and that's my payoff line. You know, that's what it is. But I once was healthy, believe it or not.
Okay.
So
I once was healthy, but now.
I am still healthy, just not in the body department. So what's happening now is just the name is just Beach until I get back.
until
that comes back. Because now I don't want to lie to people. We are promoting such a show. So I am Beach at the moment. But the full, like when I'm in season, it's Beach Body, man. It's lovely. It's easy on the tongue. You don't even need medical aid to pronounce this.
Come on.
Come on now.
So Beach Body, you part of the 67 minutes of laughter. And right now you've given us like 30 seconds, which has been good. Of laughter. Why did you choose to be part of this as well? I mean, this is not just about you, it's about giving back, but not just giving back for a moment or for the 67 minutes, but you guys are looking to make this extend and to last longer. You know, it's not just about the laughs, but it's also about, okay, people obviously paying to go watch this, but like that lady shared with Napster, people need to leave there with their little testimonies just from that 67 minutes of laughter.
Mm. I just like to quote a picture that I once saw. Like, you know, you don't choose the thug life. The thug life chooses you. In this instance, we didn't choose this cause, man. I think it chose us, to be honest with you. Like, jokes aside and stuff like that. It's something we really enjoy. And, mm-hmm. and it's not only for us. It doesn't make us happy to crack jokes to ourselves. That's why we have mirrors. But it brings us so much joy to go out to people, crack jokes, minister, preach. Like, there's a difference between a pastor and someone who ministers.
Right.
We are not pastors, but we can share, and we are all gifted in different ways. Like, right. We all have different talents. That guy that you're going to be talking to just now is an amazing dancer and a comedian, but amazing dancer. This guy is amazing, king of Christian comedy. You don't need anything more. But I'm saying, like,
this guy has an amazing body.
but you understand what I'm saying? We're not all here sitting with the same. We don't all think the same. We don't all share the same thing. Like, we all have our own knowledge. We all have our own revelations, which is good, man. And like in our heads, like, it's never been done before. There's no greater way. It's like, you don't even know. Do you say amen or do you laugh?
True that. That actually reminds me of when we in East London, right there, when everybody was seeing Napster for the first time, and we had that moment. Like, do you say amen or laugh, or you like amen laughing at the same time type of thing?
I think it's the greatest feeling when people go, we didn't know you were this funny until you got on stage. Like, that's exactly why we do this. We are we are behind the scenes.
Hey.
We are the camera people of comedy.
I mean, come on.
but now they'll know us. Like, I mean, it's a great initiative. 67 minutes of laughter. But that's not limiting you to not carry on laughing. Like, the point is, you need to carry on laughing even after the 67 minutes.
Okay. I just want us to just leave it there for now. Zeke, we're going to get back to you. I just want us to play an ad there just to take a breather. We've been laughing, get some oxygen in again. And then we're going to go back to speaking to Z and talk some more about the 67 minutes of laughter right here on The Open Book. It's CliffCentral.com.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
The Open Book on CliffCentral.com.
But isn't it amazing how we all have a personal story of how far God has brought us, huh? We all have a story of salvation, huh? You all remember that day when you heard that music, that salvation music, eh? You know that salvation music, huh? But the pastor's like, now all every eye is closed. And while every head is bowed. Now Now you know you are here today. Listen, you can't resist the call of God. I see that hand over there. Thank you. I see that hand over there. Thank you. Does this ever happen to you? Where your eyes are closed and you wonder, are they really hands? You want to peep so bad, but then, yeah, you are not. Who knows what you might see? Hands are going up everywhere.
Oh, how classic is that? And I mean, just listening to everybody laughing, there's a breaking that's happening right there in that space, and nobody is controlling anything. And afterwards you walk out and you're like, wow, that was amazing. Mzee, you're not just but a dancer. I wish I could see you dancing. Hopefully he can do some break dancing for me later on in studio, and we'll post a video of it happening. But Mzee, please can you just share with us, you know, who are you and why? You know, why comedy?
Yeah, I just want to greet everybody, just like Beachbody. Yeah, man, Mzimbuli, you know, just a creative stage name, Robot Boy.
The
name Robot, programmed by God, fueled by the blood, and controlled by the spirit.
You know what I mean? Hallelujah, so, is that amen moment?
Nothing Jesus. We do, man, is out of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Everything in us is God-given. Everything in us is God-purposed, and that's why... You know, if it's comedy and dance, or if it's graphics and creatives, like Napsa said, we're comedians by night, but we're creatives by day. If you have a God-given talent, because it's God-given, it's not mediocre.
Right.
It's not average. So there's no need to keep it, to hold it, to keep quiet about it. Go there and do what you do best. Do what God has placed inside of you. Make it happen. You know what I mean? And so with comedy, my quote, and I quoted this from the first time I started, I said... People can fake smiles, but they can't fake laughs. And you know, real talk, we live in a world where a lot of people can fake a smile and still be going through some stuff. But here's a laughter. I'm yet to see someone who can really fake a laughter through a genuine joke. And you know what, when we make people laugh, there's joy. Joy is biblical, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So it's a different dimension. And so that's why we do best, not just... Well, basically, we are crazy, so hence comedy. That's the stage for us. That's the platform for us. But nothing else can contain us. So being on a stage with the mic, ready to make people laugh, is what we do best.
Wow, Zee, that is a proper moment. That is really a proper moment. Napster's like melting on his seat there.
Amen.
Zee, you also sound like quite a poet as well.
Oh my word.
Am I right?
Can I ask you, Zee, to just
drop something, Jay? Just a foretaste of what we'd expect. Napster's gonna drop something as well, and so will Beachbody. Can you just drop something there?
Should I drop something? Okay. Mzimbuli, right? It's the double E humbly. Spitting lyrical stinging, transforming like a bumblebee. Schooling while I'm ruling in future, just call me majesty. These rappers got no bar, so I'm branding the game like Cadbury. If success is a servant, I am the master key to preaching and producing the product of truth in factory. I'm too sick to be patient, so let my casualty please you while I feed you the fruit of knowledge with cutlery. I'm partially fresh blood artery. Blessed is the one who believes in Christ till eternity. My flow is alphabetic, homie A to Z. Gun with a bullet when I'm Merc, no AMG.
Ooh.
Robot. Hey,
come on now. Beachbody. Can you just drop something?
Yeah, Beach. Now you must rap.
Just to show us the bit of muscles and rip on that body. Jay.
You can't see that through the mic. I'm being honest with you. You can't see muscles through the mic.
But we can hear it through the mic.
So you want me to rap?
Like most definitely. Just drop.
Oh my goodness.
Just drop. We just want to hear a foretaste of what should people expect when they go to the 67 minutes of laughter. Naps is going to top it off there, because I hear and I see that there's a diversity that's going to be taking place on this particular 67 minutes of laughter. And healing, in fact.
come in.
Oh my goodness. I've never been on the spot to rap. I don't do this. So I won't be offended if Ningang sign me. Okay. Upish Paudi. Mfana wase tubane. Tale makakasini go to nendu ekaya. Unezinja. SE4, SE5. I can count mathematical geniasi. Okay, Finiasi and Febi like cartoons. On SAPC 3, I'm in Cartoon Network. I mean, where are we? Cliff Central or Joe Becky? I'm going to Cape Town. Then go past Beach Pony. Yeah. Come on. Didn't make sense, but people love it.
Come on.
Didn't make sense, but people love it.
No, they love it proper. You guys are amazing.
It's my turn.
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. I got a special rap. This rap is a rap that goes out to all the young people and the flow that's happening in the street right now, because you know the flow is not the same as the flow from the olden days, because we can't tell what they say. What are they saying? So my flow is going to go to my good my big 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 big
Bars.
On it
right.
Guys, while we're still laughing it off, we're just going to play a song here by Kirk Franklin Asmal. And while he's playing, Mzee's going to like be dancing for us in Studio NJ. And then we'll get back to chatting with the guys. And very soon we're going to be saying goodbye to you. It's clipcentral.com, the open book with Shalom. Do stay tuned in.
Difficulty. Right now. Tears. Doors. This is what I do.
I smile, I am so smiling in studio right now, and so is everybody. And yes, Mzee Mbuli did break it down for us, and then Beach Buddy decided, but in fact I also want to join in, so he kind of just did something there. But guys, you guys are so amazing. Like, you are just absolutely so amazing, you know. Napsa, once again, this is really deep for you guys, as you've just put it out there, that it's ministry on another level. Yeah. If you could just share with us, you guys, you're doing this for the Nelson Mandela Foundation.
Yes.
And right. Some people may be asking, okay, then what? You know? Yeah. Then what?
Yeah. So I mean, this is an annual event, and people have to understand what this year's show means. We've always hosted the show at a theater one day on Mandela Day.
Okay.
This year we are hosting 5 shows. Nice. Leading up to Mandela Day. Never been done before. We're featuring 34 comedians.
Come on.
It's never been done before. And we're also making history by hosting it at the Goliath Comedy Club.
Okay.
Shout out actually to Jason Goliath, yeah. Donovan Goliath, Nicholas Goliath, and Kate Goliath. Very, very humble, amazing human beings that have always believed, hear me, and supported the work that we do. Mm. Now, they are the official sponsors. So they said, guys, where are you having the show? It can't happen anywhere else. It has to come to us, and mm-hmm. we'll do it free of charge. So they are offering their club, which is a brand new club at Melrose Arch.
Ooh.
First black-owned comedy club in Africa.
Hey. Proper.
Hello.
Proper.
And it's world-class.
Come on.
It is world-class. So people have to understand how special this year is.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been done before. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro for 167. And here's the thing. We're not stopping here. We want this to become an annual event. Even after the hospital has been built, maybe there are other initiatives that the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital would want us to support them with. So it's just about developing a culture that every year we stop everything we're doing, we come together and we just think about other people and not us.
And not you.
So we're instilling a culture, and it's not about a once-off thing.
I love what you guys are doing. That, I mean, each of you are your own brand, and yet you are serving each other and doing things for other people. I mean, just Napster coming with the guys. That's amazing, you know. It's not about sharing the spotlight for yourself, but it's really just about that glory of God. And talk about you being your own brand. You know, where can people find you? Your Instagram, your Twitter handles, where can people really just get you guys?
We'll start at
Beach
the top.
Body.
Facebook.
And you're not going to find him at the beach in Durban.
No. So it's Beach, BEACH _ body. 1990s 1990s beach underscore body 1990s. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook page, to be specific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mzi.
Mzi Robot Boy. ROBOT underscore BOII. Robot Boy BOII.
BOII.
Yeah. Robot boy. Underscore BOII.
Okay, Napster.
I am the Napster Comedy. It is the Napster with an A. The Napster Comedy on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook is just the space Napster. And our company page is Napster Entertainment on Facebook and Napster underscore ENT on Instagram.
The king of Christian comedy. So guys, I just really, because to me, you're just absolutely famous people. Your famous last words, Beach Buddy.
Famous last words. Last words.
Okay. Classic, Mzi.
God can what you can't do.
Who? Please say that again.
God can what you can't do.
Kosiam.
Roba.
The Napster.
Live to serve. Purpose, passion, perseverance.
Ah, come on. Come on. So there you have it. It's 67 Minutes of Laughter, hosted by The Napster, Jason Goliath, Skulk, Poseidon Hote, Beach Buddy, Mzi Mbuli will also be there. It's 34 comedians, 5 shows, 1 venue, 1 vision. It's starting on the 14th of July, which is a Thursday, right to Monday, the 18th of July, at the Goliath Comedy Club in Melrose Arch. Doing things in style in an extraordinary way. Tickets available at Ticket Pro. For only 167
I mean
proceeds do go to the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital Trust. For any more information, you can call 011-021-4433, or you can go on info@napsterentertainment.com. You do not want to miss this. By just being there, you are doing your 67 minutes of laughter. Guys, it was amazing. It is great having you guys on the Open Book. And more than anything, seeing that you are vessels that are dying to self and taking Jesus to the world like that in an extraordinary way. It's Christian comedy. Beach Buddy is crying here and he's just. So I just want you guys to just send us out with some, I don't know.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
That was the 67 minutes of love. Right here on the Open Book with Shalom Kandanisa, standing in with Lisa Vala on clubcentral.com. From me, it's goodbye and God bless. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Goodbye and God bless.
This is clubcentral.com.